And we're back on In Focus News Radio KMAN here at 919 and talking with Dr. Timothy Schaefer, Associate Professor in the Department of Communications Studies at Kansas State University. And we're talking about the news of the day here, and that's the protests happening in the NBA over the shooting of a black man in Kenosha, Wisconsin. Jacob Blake shot seven times. It's interesting because that happened, and then there was the story of the 17-year-old white kid who was, and I don't remember his name, but he was out shooting, actually killed two or three people in the streets, and was able to actually walk right past police, which I think is really kind of at the root of this whole thing. That seems to be the dividing line here for a lot of people. Maybe why the protests are happening is you got one set of circumstances and another set of circumstances, and people are just kind of tired of it, and that's what we're seeing with the athletes right now and probably some other celebrities as well.
Yeah, I mean, this, and not to be kind of long on the example of the most recent story out of Kenosha, but, you know, the divergent experiences that we have or individuals have that in large part are why these, you know, protests are occurring is to raise kind of acknowledgement that, you know, these are lived realities for people who have all, you know, for some of them have always kind of existed in these ways. And for others, there's something relatively new about it. And as the video footage, which now exists, right, which we didn't have in the past, not even that long ago, allows us to see into these and realize like how much more complicated these kind of simple framings of stories are. But yeah, as you were talking about the athletes, you know, the opportunity to kind of give voice or raise concerns about things is one that, you know, often elicits this question of like, well, why aren't they just doing the thing that, you know, you're making millions of dollars, right? Just, you know, play your sport, those kinds of things. And I think it's an important moment in this particular instance and in the past, or whether we're talking about, you know, people who are celebrities, or even politicians, all of these folks, they are fundamentally people, right? They are citizens. And so the spaces in which we can kind of express our views or our frustrations or concerns are, you know, are the ones that we're in, right? So for the professional athlete, right, it's not surprising, in fact, that they might utilize the roles that they have or the opportunities in the same way that, you know, if I'm someone in an organization, right, maybe that's the space that I do it. Or if I'm a student, you know, I think about my peers or my classmates, whatever those environments might be, right? So the acknowledgement that these are fundamentally people, and for many of them, I don't know what the percentages are, but for a number of professional athletes who come from experiences that would maybe not be all that dissimilar from the individual who was shot because of the communities in which they have lived or grown up, or because of race, things like that, that this is a heightened concern appropriately for them. And to be able to express that maybe to other audiences or populations who do not share those becomes a vital piece, right? But, and this for me is where there's a real important kind of movement or transition between kind of the protest politics and then the more kind of discursive or conversation-based politics, right? So how do we, you know, how do we have opportunity, you know, protests have, and I hope always will be part of our civic life, right? As one manifestation of frustration and grievance and just, and maybe just angst and pain. And at the same time that we don't only stay there, right? There are important ways that we move from that to the conversations like the one we were talking about at the top of the hour, right? The conversation on race and reconciliation. How do we then move to something that, in my view, is more potentially constructive rather than kind of raising awareness or kind of expressing concern in a more dramatic way, right? The conflation of protesting with kind of violence and looting, whether it's in this moment or any other, is a real simplification and kind of flattening of how people engage in the world. Elements of that happen, right? But that doesn't mean we totally conflate all of this the same way or something similar to the ways that we have a number of incidences, especially recently, of police violence, for example. And I'm from a family. My father was a police officer. A brother of mine currently is. Right. So I know the kind of intimate conversations of people who are really frustrated by some of these actions that may be taken by some. And so how do we not kind of judge either by extremes, or how do we not simplify the complexity of these groups, whatever the group might be, into something that's frankly maybe more convenient for us? But how do we step into a little bit more of that ambiguity and uncertainty, and with a kind of an orientation to openness and learning? That's where these kind of conversations come into play. If you allow yourself to not just come into that and say, I'm going to say my piece, people are going to hear it, and I'm going to kind of go on with life. But, you know, that was kind of a longer response to your comment about the athletes, but I think it's really connected, the transition and the importance of how do we express our concern, raise awareness, kind of maybe elevate the issue, and then ideally, which often doesn't happen, but when it does, I think it's really powerful, then transition to those conversations.
Yeah, I think we got to be open to more opinions. I feel like anymore, and it doesn't matter what side you're on, if you dissent from you know what's popular here, there's a lot of room for criticism, and you know, opinions are important. And I think for like celebrities and athletes in general, they have that platform. They can influence change. So if, I mean, what's so bad about that? If they have an opinion and they're just trying to influence a little change, I mean, more power to them, I would think.
Well, yeah, as long as you agree with the things that they're talking about, right? And this is part of, I think, some of the push that folks have is that, you know, maybe I don't agree with that. And I would say this is a chance for folks to maybe be reintroduced to or consider some of these questions maybe differently, right? The phrase that I often use, and in fact was just saying it the other day to a doctoral student here who's using community conversations in a variety of settings here in Kansas in this region, is how do we have some degree of intellectual humility, right? So how do we acknowledge that I know things, but I don't know all of the things? And to be able to have just that kind of explicit acknowledgement that I'm coming into this with some information and some knowledge, maybe experience, but it's not everything. And what do you know that could maybe help me better understand this thing that that maybe I hadn't thought about before? So the importance of the conversations for me really are kind of rooted in that acknowledgement that how do I continue to learn? And recognizing that that's often really difficult to actually say that, right? That I don't know everything, especially something that I see as being important.
I think we'll probably just leave it there. I'll just kind of remind people of this virtual event, September 14th, the Conversations on Race and Reconciliation. You do have to register to be a part of that. Where can you find information on that?
So there is a flyer on social media and some other places. ICDD has shared it, and so has the dedicated page for Conversations on Race and Reconciliation. But it's a bit.ly link, so it's bit.ly/MHK Voices. And then you will, if you go to that link, it will give you access to the event, and you can go from there. But yeah, you can find it on social media, ICDD's page, Facebook, Twitter, all those places would have that information.
Okay, sounds good. Dr. Schaefer, always a pleasure, and thanks for being our guest here. We'll talk to you again next time.
It's wonderful to speak with you. Thanks a lot.
All right, stay tuned. We'll continue in focus after this on News Radio KMAN.